Listen, talking more broadly about the real estate sector, we heard at the beginning of this week that developer Nikhil here in Dubai planning to build a new 192-unit residential project on the Palm Jumeirah. Now, Nikhil, while battling with residents' complaints in its shoreline apartments, is showing some momentum when it comes to new off-plan projects. And it's not just the residential property sector on the Palm that's doing well. Hotels also booming there. The Palm, it seems, is back, and our business reporter Linda Beringer has more.
Another sign that Nikhil seems to have managed the turnaround. The property developer is planning yet another project on the Palm Jumeirah. This time Nikhil is constructing 192 studio apartments catering to the younger and less well-heeled generation. Only a few weeks earlier, Nikhil happily told reporters it made a profit of 1.3 billion dirhams last year, up 33%, and said that this year will be even better. And then there are the Palm residences. Nikhil this month started construction on the 102 beachfront townhouses on the right side of the trunk. Many reasons for Nikhil's chairman Ali Rashid Lota to be optimistic about the future, despite a very different market environment in year four after the property boom.
We've kind of got to the bottom in certain parts of the market and have started to recover. So I can understand why they'd want to be looking at new pre-sales. But that saying, the off-plan market is very different now to what it was back in 2008, particularly for apartments. You may well struggle to sell off-plan at this point.
Also to Matthew Green, head of research at CB Richard Ellis, people are still cautious when buying off-plan.
For any new off-plan sale at the moment, obviously the market is still challenging in that respect. I think people want to see completed assets a lot before they're actually willing to invest. I think the recent launch of villas and land plots there have been pretty successful, but I think from the apartment side it's probably still a bit more to go in terms of recovery. From Nikhil's point of view, you can understand they'll obviously want to make the most of obviously the developments which are nearing completion, so you are likely to see them fill the gaps in any of their established locations. Obviously, for investors who are still waiting properties to be delivered, then that's obviously going to be a bit of a sore point. But certainly from Nikhil's perspective, you can understand the timing. They obviously see that we've kind of got to the bottom in certain parts of the market and have started to recover. So I can understand why they'd want to be looking at new pre-sales. But that saying, the off-plan market is very different now to what it was back in 2008, particularly for apartments. You may well struggle to sell off-plan at this point. So I think there's going to be challenges probably to sell all of this prior to completion, at least until the projects are actually out of the ground and investors can actually see that something is taking place.
Challenges remain for apartments. However, it's not just residential property that's on the cards. Nikhil is also drawing sketches for a new mall on the tip of the Palm. And also the man-made islands, hotels are thriving. The latest hotel to open there is Rixos, a five-star luxury group by a Turkish operator. According to Chihab Ben Mahmoud, head of Hotel Advisory Middle East and Africa at Jones Lang LaSalle, there's now a good balance among the Palm's hotels. I started off by asking him how competitive rates are at the moment with all these new beachfront hideaways coming onto the market.
We are surprised by the fact that there are new hotels coming on the bar. The fact is, this is what was meant to happen in the first place. Now, activity is picking up again, and so the destination is heading towards the direction where it was meant to be since the beginning. The Palm has a strong brand equity that should prevent the hotel rooms to be commoditized and to be marketed just as a hotel room. And second, all projects so far have been distinct, different, each having their own character, personality, and unique selling proposition. This should allow them to target different segments and not compete simply on rates.
So you're saying that hotel occupancy rates will be high and prices not under pressure?
Rates are very high and the trees cannot grow to the sky. We are in a mature competitive market. However, if the destination is marketed properly, the competition should not directly translate in rate decrease or a price war.
How do you see the mixture of hotels? Is it a healthy mixture of family-focused hotels with the Atlantis and on the other side, the one and only the Palm, Do you think there's a healthy mix when looking at those hotels?
Well, absolutely. I think that the slow pace of development allowed developers to target different operators with different brands, and hopefully this should continue. We have currently at the Palm a very interesting collection of brands and concepts, from emerging brands in the region such as Rixos, to a very old-fashioned, strong international brand like the Waldorf Astoria. So far, yes, we have a very interesting collection of brands and concepts.
Jeb, Starwood Hotels is planning to build a W Hotel on the Palm. What else is planned?
Well, there is Royal Amouage, which is currently in last finishing stages. There is a Sofitel. There are many hotels that have been announced and then they have been put on hold given the financing constraints. And now some of these projects are being put back on track. Now the Palm is moving to the next stage of its development.
Jihab Ben Mahmoud, Executive Vice President, Head of Hotel Advisory at Jones Lang LaSalle here in Dubai. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Linda Beringer there reporting.